Happy Thanksgiving! Hello everyone, this is Shekinah Gladden, the self-care educator and the host of the Let's Make It Happen podcast show. I have a quick announcement. I'm going to share with you a workshop that I will be doing in 2020, so stay tuned to hear what it's all about. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Shekinah Gladden, the self-care educator and the host of the Let's Make It Happen podcast show. Well, happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. Today is Thursday, November the 28th, 2019. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, whether you spent this day alone or with family and friends. I hope that you cultivated by now the attitude of gratitude. And so my question to you is, what are you grateful for today? I know for me, there are so many things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my car so that I can get around to visit with family and friends and other people and, you know, get to work and those wonderful things. And also I'm grateful for having a roof over my head, a place where I can lay down and go to sleep and wake up and have my beautiful cup of coffee. Yes, my coffee is beautiful. And also, I'm grateful for this podcast show. I'm so thankful for God just instilling in me the confidence and the courage to step out and create the Let's Make It Happen podcast show. I know I contemplated about doing this some years ago, but sometimes, you know, when things don't work out the way we hope that they would, sometimes it may not be the right time, but when the time is right, it will all come together. And so I'm so grateful to be able to do a podcast for you today, just something to inspire, to uplift, and empower your lives, because this is the self-care empowerment show. Everything that I talk about relates to self-care. And today, I just want to take a few minutes to introduce to you a workshop I did several years ago. I revised it, and I will be implementing this workshop with some ladies in the local area of where I live. And eventually, I am going to make it an online workshop. Limited seating, because I want this to be an intimate setting so that everybody will feel like, you know, they are a part of this workshop, they're grasping the concept, and they're able to apply the tools that I will share. So this particular workshop that I'm talking about is called Girl, Get It Together. It's Organize Your Life. We're going back to basics, ladies. Sometimes it's good to learn new techniques, but sometimes you just need to go back to basics. It's all about decluttering your life from the inside out. And I will share with you just a few things to kind of give you an idea of what my workshop is all about. So let's take a quick little quiz. How organized are you? Now, when you walk into your home, what do you feel immediately when you walk into your home or when you enter into your favorite closet? How about when you arrive to your office? How do you feel? Do you feel stressed, frustrated, irritated, depressed, or do you feel energized, happy? You feel like you're ready to charge forward. You're ready to be productive. You're excited. You feel joy. Think about that. Because depending on how organized or disorganized your environment is, especially those environments that you have to be around on a daily basis, When you realize how organized or disorganized they are, you will understand that your emotions tie into those things. What do I mean? If your home is cluttered, when you enter into that environment, you will feel stressed. You may feel uncomfortable, ashamed. And that's one word that I hear people say whenever their home environment is not up to par. They feel ashamed. You don't have to feel ashamed. Now, it's one thing if you are ill or you have some type of condition, health condition, or physical condition which enables you to keep your home tidy. But perhaps maybe you have someone, a friend or family member, or someone who may be able to come over and to assist you. Declutter. Release and let go of things that do not serve you anymore. Why hang on to those shoes and those handbags that you've had for the past 15 years and you have not worn those shoes or carried that handbag since then? Why keep holding on to it? Give it away to someone. Be a blessing to someone else. And when you release those things that no longer serve you, you'll feel a lot better. It's like releasing weight off of your shoulders. So that's one of the things I want you to look at. When you enter into those environments, your work, your home, you know, your office, what have you, how do you feel? Do you keep hoping for free time to do what you really want to do? We say this a lot. Oh, I'm going to clean up my closet. I'm going to organize my jewelry collection when I get free time. Now, how many of you know we say that a lot? Now, for some of you, you may say, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and organize these things right now. And then some of us, we just keep on saying, well, when I get time, well, when I get time, oh, when I take some days off, when my vacation comes, then I will do. But how many of you know when that time slowly approaches, you're thinking about something else that you can do rather than the thing that you kept saying you need time to do? When you open up your cabinets, ladies, in the kitchen, in the bathroom, do things fall out? Is your bed always filled with stuff? You start out reading one book while you're in the bed. Next thing you know, you have 2, 3, 4, 5 books. Now you have papers and journal books and you have pens and markers. You know, now you have ink stains all over your bedspread. I mean, now you got Starbucks or whatever coffee you choose to drink. You have those containers all over your bed and your nightstands. Now your bedroom is cluttered. And when you walk to your bed, you look at it with such disgust, but then you don't take the time to organize it. So those are just some of the things I wanted to share with you on how organized are you? Because how organized your areas are, your environments are, will have a direct effect on how you feel. And if your area is organized, you feel great. If your area is disorganized, you feel stressed out, you feel tired, you feel exhausted. So think about that. Now, one of the things I have you do is to figure out what's working and what's not working in your personal and professional lives. And so I take you through various activities for you to work out and see on paper, because I'm all about pen and paper, and you'll have an opportunity to write down and really, really see what's working and what's not working in your personal and professional life as it pertains to being organized and having clutter. So we want to look at what are the roadblocks, and then we want to look at what are some of the benefits of being organized and when you declutter. So we'll go through some activities as it pertains to those things as well. And then I share with you some tools, like what are some of the tools that you can use to help you begin getting organized. And one of the things that I somewhat mentioned earlier is, you know, give away. You have things that no longer serve you, give them away, or have a yard sale, or give them away to Goodwill and so forth, or to a family or friend, someone who you believe may like what you have. Give them away, bless them. And when you release things that no longer serve you, you're opening up the opportunity for those things that you really desire to come in. Sometimes we cannot receive the things that we want because we're still holding on to things that no longer serve us. And so I'll talk about some of the tools. Also, you can have an online store. That was another thing I wanted to mention. An online store. Maybe you have tons of books. I remember 2 years ago, I had so many books. And when I moved, I knew then that I had to give away my books, as many of them as possible. Now, I do have some books, but I had containers upon containers of books. And I finally gave them away. And it was such a freeing moment to me. And some of you may feel scared because you're so used to holding on to your things. And at first it's going to feel a little scary. But once you release, you're going to be able to breathe again. Some of us are walking around holding our breath because we're holding on to so many things that we need to let go. So those are just some of the things that I will share with you in the workshop. I'm very excited. This will take place in 2020, and that's just around the corner. So once again, this is a workshop that I am offering to those who are local, and then I will work on offering it online. So definitely stay tuned. All right then. Well, I don't know about you. I'm going to take the rest of this time I have on Thanksgiving to just reflect and write down what I experienced throughout the day. And I advise you to do the same thing. Just maybe take out your pen and paper and begin to write about your Thanksgiving day. And practice this not only on Thanksgiving, but every day. Having an attitude of gratitude. Just write down 2, 3, 4, or even one thing that you're grateful for. And if you can do that for at least 21 days, you'll begin to develop a new habit, a habit that will definitely make a positive difference in your life. And then you'll begin to have the energy and the mental energy and the focus that you need and the motivation to make changes in your lives where change is necessary. So I just want to share that with you. Stay tuned for my announcement. In the meantime, you have an amazing day, and always remember, you do matter. Hi, thanks for tuning in. This is Shekinah Gladden, the self-care educator and the host of the Let's Make It Happen podcast show. I greatly appreciate you. I greatly appreciate all of my listeners. If this is your very first time, thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to go back and listen to some of my previous episodes. I think that you will be grateful that you did. And also, if you are a returning listener, well, as always, I give you a big hug. Thank you so much. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends, family members, and those that you believe will be blessed by the information I share. This is the Self-Care Empowerment Show. Everything that I talk about will relate to self-care one way or another. If you are not a subscriber to my show, feel free to do so, so that you can receive notification when I create a new podcast show. But always, always remember this: you do matter.